The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted as always to catch up with the Surrey Hurricanes, Alex Manish, and also Pisa on the line. Alex, first of all, let's give us a quick update on how well you've done in the league this season.
So I think I last spoke to you a few months ago now, and we were sort of midway through, or just over midway through, our league season. And at that time we last spoke, we were second in the league, and unfortunately we narrowly missed out on placing second overall to London Giants. They beat us there. So we had beaten them in our home fixture, and that was our first fixture of the season. But for the away fixture, the rematch, they brought their big guns, and unfortunately we lost by 8 goals. But we did win 3 of the quarters, so there's some really positives. Some really good positives to take away from that. And overall, we won 7 out of our 10 games. So it's definitely our best league performance yet.
Maybe an update on some of the players that have been in that side. 3 players have been selected for the under-23s. And Jake's one of the 3 to face the Kelpies.
Yes, so 3 of our boys are in the England pathway, in the under-23 Trailblazer pathway. So we've got Finn Geaney, Ollie Draper, and as you said, Jake Chapman-Byrne. And it was just a couple of days ago that Jake was announced in the squad for England under-23 to face Australia under-23. So we're delighted to have some more boys in the pathway. Obviously, Manish has been in the pathway for a while now, and he moved up into Thorns. But also some sort of notable women have been around. So Emily Porter did a good stint in the season. She's still injured, unfortunately, but is hoping to return once her physio gives her the green light. And we also had Katie Harris training with us for a couple of months, which was amazing. And there's another Storm player who is soon to be joining us.
You know, we like
us,
these connections. Come on.
Well, I'm not going to say it yet. I don't want to jinx it, Andy. But once she's come along to a few trainings, I'll let you know who she is.
The Nationals have obviously recently taken place. We were able to build on last year.
This year with Nationals, I think it was really, well, I know it was really hard for the coaches to make the decision on who to take. You can take 14 players to Nationals, and I think we had 22 of our players represented in the league games in the build-up to Nationals. So they really had to narrow it down. And it was quite a new-look squad this year. I think we only had 4 players that went to last year's Nationals. So new faces, and I think having so much talent now, it made it really hard. But we did really well, and we built on our placing last year. So we placed 8th out of 30 last year, and this year we placed 7th out of 32. But I think it's our improvements is like testament to our sort of club values. And we're a group of players that train together every week, all year round, pretty much. We only have like 6 weeks off. We socialised together, and I just think we went to Nationals feeling like we'd be able to get some good results with our authentic squad against a lot of strong teams that actually did have some really notable players from Super League, Next Gen, etc. So I'm really proud of our performance.
And she's on the line, but having somebody like Peace involved as well must be having an effect on all the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I've sort of got my own experience with Peace. So Peace, we used to do one-to-one sessions when I first got back into netball. I needed a lot of help, and Peace helped me and really developed my skills. And I think that Peace is just, it's so inspiring and gives such good netball guidance. And last year when she played for us, I remember there was a specific moment when I think we'd just lost a game and morale was quite low and everyone was fairly beside themselves, and Peace just came out and said the most inspirational things, which really turned things around and boosted the morale. And we went out and had a thriller of a game. We won it by 1 goal, and then we got to proceed and play for fifth to eighth. So I really wanted the players to experience what it was like to work with Peace. And I kind of joke with Peace that I'm her agent, and there was a spot on our bench and I filled it with Peace.
Peace, Alex must be keeping you busy with some smart coffee shops and cakes, and just to keep you coming back, really. So what's it been like working with the team he must know all the best places.
It was such a great pleasure actually returning back to coach the team once again this year. And just coming off maternity, I felt that was a good opportunity to get out and refresh my mind. But I must admit that the team this year was a very solid team, and it's been fantastic working with them. And Alex, thank you for letting me come in and work as the shooting specialist, which was so good. And I really enjoyed it.
Bit of a new look team as well, but how did you find coaching them? And obviously, any particular players that really stood out?
It was a special group of players that everyone worked together for each other. They worked together for in losses and in wins. They stood together and they never left each other isolated. And it was really good seeing a lot of talent coming through. And this year particularly, that was another group of players itself. If I'm to choose one single player, I don't think I would choose one single player. I will choose the entire team. So to me, they were fantastic and played their best. They were easy to teach. They were easy to interact with. And they took feedback positively, which was very good for me. So I really enjoyed
that. And when you get that great morale as part of a team, you've experienced it in the past. It just helps on court, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was really good working with Charlotte and Lucy. They were a fantastic group of coaches that allowed me to freely express myself and give feedback to the players, which was very important.
The Men's World Cup has been announced and introduced alongside the women's. Ugandan men's, have they even got a team? Is there a Ugandan men's team?
There is a Uganda men's team. We have a very strong group of male players that are very passionate about netball. If they only had opportunity to get out of Uganda to compete at international stage, I think they would display the talent that they have. But unfortunately, with funding issues and so many issues at hand, they have not been able to come up. So the truth is we have a team, a very strong team. The only reason they're not coming out is challenges of funding.
So maybe one to watch out for then, eh?
Oh, definitely. I'm hoping that one day they will get the opportunity to come out and display the talent they have.
And the important thing is, are we gonna see you back in the Hurricanes dress next season?
Oh, definitely. That is a yes.
Good answer.
It's not a no.
Hear that, Alex? No messing.
I still
Alex,
got the
I'm
dresses.
Coming for you. You will sit on that bench again.
I would give up my spot for you,
Manish. Yeah, if we can have a word with you now, one of the original members of the team, number two, in fact, and you've represented three seasons, three nationals. What would be some of your highlights last season or even in the last year?
Oh, I think, I've got quite a few. I think, I mean, with regards to the team, obviously placing seventh at nationals was impressive, especially because we used the same team that we did in the league season. And I think I was very happy with where we finished in the league in terms of just being 2 points off Giants. We actually ended up scoring the most number of goals in the league. So that was quite a nice takeaway. And personally, in the away match against Giants, which I think Alex referenced a little earlier on, I got nominated for Players Player of the Match as well as Opposition Player and Coach's Player. So that was quite nice. And maybe slightly off the court, I was able to meet Scott and visit the ISS office when we kind of announced the continued partnership between ISS and Hurricanes. So that was a nice moment too.
Was there anything different this year compared to previous years, or is it just down to a bit of a combination of experience and new team members that are coming in?
Yeah, I think a mix of both. So some differences that I can think of at the start of the year in December, January, we looked at kind of the team's values and we made sure we were all working towards the same goal. So I think that put us on the right path. And then we had stronger recruitment, as we've touched on, having two coaches. So four sets of eyes, more analysis going on. We recorded most of our league games. So we were able to watch those back and really look at the things that we'd been working on in training and seeing whether we're implementing them in matches. And on top of that, we were able to have a few extra training sessions this year in the run-up to nationals. So just the odd hour before like club training or just after club training. But I think that was really helpful for team chemistry and understanding.
And what's it been like working with Peace? Have you all managed to buy into that coaching style that she brings as well?
Oh, absolutely. I have a personal highlight with Peace, which was in the previous nationals. We were, I think, seven goals down with one quarter to go, and Peace made a suggestion to the defensive combo or the defensive unit. So she doesn't just provide advice to attackers. She's, you know, useful throughout the court, let's say. And that simple change of just changing who we were marking won us the game. We won that game against Henley Fire by one goal, turned it around with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. So, yeah, really value Peace's advice. I think the rest of the team that got to experience her coaching style this year agrees.
Having three trailblazers within the club, I mean, it's an achievement in itself, but what do the club do, and you in particular, to maybe help in their development? Maybe a bit of advice you have?
Absolutely. I mean, first off, I take none of the credit. They deserve where they are right now, and I'm very excited to see their journeys. But I think what stands out with those three is they've developed very healthy habits of approaching the likes of the coaches and myself and other senior members of the team and asking for feedback at various points. So throughout training that happens, and I think that's really helped them. In terms of advice, I mean, obviously that the years of GCSEs and A-levels, and they've started so young, so I think they should stick with the sport. And I think by the time they get to the age of me in the mid-20s, they're going to be miles ahead of me in terms of skills and experience. So that would be my advice. And I think when it comes to watching matches, they should watch back the EMNA replays from Nationals. We have access to the likes of the domestic matches in Australia and New Zealand too. So I think that'd be really helpful.
And Manish, you also got wing defence of the tournament. What was that like out of all the people that were there? Just that little bit of acknowledgement?
Yeah, I mean, I was honestly quite surprised. I had a good weekend and was in the running, I thought, but I was kind of rooting for some of the other players in the team to get it, because I think we all performed well as a unit. But obviously, it was a very proud moment for me. There were more teams, as Alex mentioned, and the competition was much higher this year. So I was very happy. But I think if I look back at our games, my favourite game was against Devon Dynamites. It was a physical contest throughout. And myself and Zara, the other co-captain in the Hurricane setup, we had a very good four quarters, and it was a very close game throughout, but I think we won that one by five.
Alex, EMNA was saying that it was probably their busiest tournament, Nationals, to date. Could you feel that being part of it?
Yeah, definitely. I think both the men's and the mixed had a couple more teams than usual, and I actually think that some teams weren't able to enter, like the tournament was at capacity. And also the finals day, which is when spectators are allowed, it was, instead of having two courts with spectator seats, it was just like the one with a huge amount of seats out. So, and they were all full, like it was completely packed. So it's really nice that it's getting the attention that it deserves now. And I think on social media as well, there was such a buzz, and it's just got bigger and better every year.
I know what I needed to ask. You know, we get the Super League signing window. Is there an equivalent for the men's and mixed side to see you out there?
Not as such, no. We've been thinking about how we do things, and we've done things the same for the last few years, and finished nationals, had a little break, and then gone straight into some open training, which I'll cover in a second, and then done trials. But actually, I feel like the women's side of things is, like with regional and prem, has really sort of, it's been taken a lot more seriously by them, and the women are wanting to really focus on their domestic clubs. So we're rethinking about how we do it, and I think we're going to do, well, we are doing open training for the next couple of months, which will be every Thursday from the 9th of October until the end of November, between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Surrey Sports Park. So we're doing that for 2 months. And then in the new year, we'll be having trials. And hopefully I can give an update a bit nearer the time for that.
That's brilliant. Obviously, we've spoken in the past about being at Surrey Sports Park and just everything that's gone on there in the past. Have you got the shirt up on the wall just yet?
No, not yet. But there is a billboard in the car park that I've got my eye on. It's the one that Storm used to be on, and it's currently blank. And I am trying to get us on there. But we'll get a shirt on the wall soon. Peace kindly signed one of her Hurricanes dresses for us. But I kept the other one blank because I knew she'd need it again.
Oh, wonderful. Well, as well, you'll always be open to new members, especially if they're from Giants or Nice as they move to Surrey.
Yes, absolutely. And that is something that we're definitely going to be doing this year, is we want to enter a men's team into the league. And we've touched on it before, and this year we're going for it. So if there's any men that are looking to get involved in netball, if you've got transferable skills, or any men looking for a new club, then please get in touch either on our Instagram, which is at Surrey_Hurricanes, or drop us an email, which is SurreyHurricanes@outlook.com.
And you're playing fly hook kit, so what's not love about that neither?
It is a nice kit. I'm trying to think of what else we need to bring out. We've got the full works.
Always good to speak to you, Alex. Manish and peace. Also, thanks again for your time, and catch up soon.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.